This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. Support for our podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, a proud sponsor of StoryCorps. Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. MorganStanley.com.
Hey, folks, it's Camila Kashani, host of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. When we're in between seasons, like we are right now, we're going to drop a story or two into your feed every now and then, like this one. It comes from 90-year-old Joyce Carter Mills and her daughter, Mary. They came to StoryCorps in Santa Monica, California, and they talked about Mary's childhood when she was growing up in the 1960s. Mary was an only child, but she wasn't ever lonely. That's because their house was always filled with kids from the neighborhood.
When you were little, how was I different from the other parents in the neighborhood?
I wasn't thinking about the other parents, because you were such a perfect parent. One memory I have of you is taking all the little kids to the beach. You would pile us into your Ford Maverick with the black vinyl seats, and you would say, okay, we're going to sing a song together. And since we were all different ages and didn't know the same songs, you thought, everybody knows Christmas carols. So here we are, all these little black kids in the middle of the summer, sweating to death, singing Christmas carols. That's the kind of parent you were. No other parents were doing that.
No other parents were that crazy.
No other parents were that fun. Everybody wanted to be at our house.
One of my memories is I was in the kitchen and you came in. You were about seven and you had your friend Arturo by the hand. He was four. You handed him over to me and said, he needs loving here. And you left him with me and you went back outside to play. And I didn't know what to do with him. So he and I made cookies, which everybody enjoyed later.
This is why I say you were the mom every other kid wanted.
You know, it bothers me so much that in this world, we're not kind enough to each other. Every time we were out and I'd see a kid, I'd always find something nice to say. If a little girl had on an outfit like a tutu and it looked like hell, I would say to her, you are too cute. People always say all babies are beautiful. I'm the only one in the world who really believes it. And my husband said to me one time, what are you going to say about that baby? And I said, that is some healthy baby.
You've got more than enough love to spread and to share with people.
And what I always said about you was I wanted you to be happy and I wanted you to be a good person.
Yes, you did. I want to say that that would be in my nature, but I was raised that way. I learned that from you.
I think there are too many of us who have closed ourselves in or off. What goes around is coming around.
That's Joyce Carter Mills and her daughter, Mary Mills. This story was produced by Jay Bourne and edited by Jasmine Morris, who's our executive editor. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. Eleanor Vasili is our lead producer. This episode was fact-checked by Isabel Robertson. Special thanks to Mia Raquel and Courtney Gilbert. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. Catch you next time.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Dave Isay again. I just wanted to let you know that StoryCorps is an independent nonprofit which would not exist without your support. We record all of our interviews at zero cost to the hundreds of thousands of Americans we serve. If you believe in our work honoring and celebrating one another's lives through listening, please make a donation now. If everyone listening to this podcast donated just $10, we could double the number of interviews we record each year. Even better, become a monthly subscriber at just $5 a month. That's $60 a year. Go to StoryCorps.org now and click the donate button at the top of the page. Thank you. Additional support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
NPR Plus is a new way to support public media and get more from your favorite NPR podcasts like Fresh Air.
Sometimes I'll actually preface the question with, if it makes you too uncomfortable to talk about, if it's too personal, just tell me. Here's the question.
For behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, and more, sign up at plus.npr.org.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.